This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Free FM 89.0, which is independent community media from studios based in Hamilton. I bring you this program of music and prose based on the Bible, which is God's message to all of humankind, and that includes you and me. I'm Albert Randall for the Wiriora Bible Church. The wonderful thing about God's message is that it is full of hope. A hope based on his dependability and eternal being. He never changes. Hayley Westenra sings the first song today. It is called Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard, hope with a gentle persuasion.
That song was written in 1868 by a man called Septimus Winner. There is more to what he wrote, which is based on statements in the Bible as written in the letter to the Hebrew believers. I will read a little of it later. You and I can have many worries and distress in our lives, and we can say things like, I hope it rains soon, or I hope I win the lottery this week. But that is hope with no real basis. The hope which God offers can better be described as absolute certainty, because it is based on the power and the promises of the eternal and unchangeable God. Around the end of the 19th century, Thomas Chisholm wrote the next song, which is based on words written by the prophet Jeremiah some 2,600 years ago. Fernando Ortega now sings, Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Jeremiah wrote those words as he reflected on what he had experienced and what he knew of God. But long before that, God had this to say to Noah, as he and his family came out of the ark after the great flood. God said, "Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, I will never again destroy every living thing, as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer and day and night shall not cease." The living eternal God can be depended upon to the uttermost to fulfill his promises. His love and his power are indescribable. He is holy and just, so you and I can trust him completely. Chris Tomlin sings, "How great is our God." It is because of God's greatness and his love for humankind that he wants every man, every woman, every girl and every boy to be a part of his family. But because our hearts and minds are full of evil from our youth, we are not fit to be in his holy presence. However, the Bible tells us that God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance of their sin. It is the whispering, welcome voice of God which calls each of us to put our faith and trust in him, so we can have the assurance of sin forgiven, of his eternal life in us, making our hearts rejoice even in sorrow, as Mr. Winner wrote in the song, Whispering Hope. If in the dusk of the twilight dim be the region afar, will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? Then, when the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day. Hope as an anchor so steadfast rends the dark veil for the soul, whither the master has entered, robbing the grave of its goal. Come then, O come glad fruition, come to my sad, weary heart. Come, O thou blessed hope of glory, never, O never depart. The hope which that song is built around is the certain expectation which God has made available to any and every person who believes in him and in that which Jesus accomplished when he died on the cross and was raised up again from the dead. It is the very nature of eternal God which is the steadfast anchor for the soul that trusts him, because Jesus, the Christ, has robbed the grave of its goal. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Christian believers in the city of Colossae, explaining this wonderful fact, and this is how he wrote it. This is the word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations has now been revealed to his saints, those who believe on him. God has willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Then again, in the letter written to Hebrew believers, we read this statement: It is impossible for God to lie, so that those who have laid hold of the promise of hope in God have this strong consolation that this hope is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, in Jesus forever. It is my witness to you that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I will not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Graham Kendrick and Darlene Sheck now sing, There is a hope so sure.
There is a hope so sure, a promise so secure, the mystery of God at last made known.
Treasures so vast appear, all wisdom, knowledge here. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory.
And the life that I now live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And each day I live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory.
There is a life so true, a life of love so pure, for all our sin, a perfect sacrifice.
And when that life was nailed on cruel cross and pain, our sinful flesh with him was crucified. And the life that I now live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And each day I live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory.
Jesus lives in me, the
Jesus rose
again.
And if we died with him we'll rise to share his endless life.
And the life that I now live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And each day I live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And the life that I now live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And each day I live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory.
And the life that I now live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory. And each day I live no longer is my own. Jesus lives in me, the hope of glory.
Chris Tomlin wrote and sings the next two songs. Both are about the amazing, indescribable God, our Creator and the Giver of eternal life. The refrain in this one says, "Mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to lift us from the fall. Mighty is the power of the cross."
What can take a dying man and raise him up to life again? What can heal the wounded soul? What can make us white as snow? What can fill the emptiness? What can mend our brokenness? Brokenness. And mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down his life to lift us from the fall. Mighty the power of the cross. Overcome, mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where it's a miracle to me, the power of God for those who believe. And mighty, awesome, wonderful is the Holy Cross, where the Lamb laid down to lift us from the fall. Oh, and mighty, awesome, wonderful the cross. Thank you for the cross.
The eternal living God gave his only Son to die on that cross as the Lamb of Sacrifice to be our substitute and to take the penalty for our sin. He is the indescribable, uncontainable, all-powerful, and untamable.
From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea, creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring,
this God is he who has told every lightning bolt where it should go, and he sees heavenly storehouses laden with snow. He imagined the sun and gives source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night. He placed the stars in the sky, and he knows them by name. But beyond that, he knows you and me from even before he created the worlds, and he tells us in his word, the Bible, that he has inscribed on his hands the names of his people, those who have trusted in and on him for the forgiveness of their sin. He is amazing. Is your name there? I know that mine is. Tommy Walker now sings, I have a maker who knows my name.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in his hand. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
I have a Father. He calls me his own.
His very own.
He'll never.
Prophet Isaiah received this message from God, as we find in the Bible. Thus says the Lord, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Marilla Ness is going to sing the next song.
I have come.
God gave his only Son to redeem the whole of humankind from the kingdom of Satan and sin. Jesus paid the price for everyone to be saved from the penalty of sin. But to avail yourself of his gift of salvation, you must repent of your sin, asking him to forgive you and to take you into his family. Today he is pleading with you to repent of your sin and to accept the free gift of salvation, which he will give to you through trusting in and on Jesus Christ and that which he accomplished through his death on the cross and his resurrection. By faith you can put your hand in the hand of Jesus, the God-man who walked the land of Galilee. John McSweeney sings this.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I wanna tremble when I read about the part where a carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me pain to know I'm not the guy that I should be. By putting your hand in the hand of the man who stole the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of seven. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life, two kids and a wife. You do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. So put your hand in the hand of the man who stole the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself. You can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. So put your hand in the hand of the man who stole the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently by putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
And when you have put your trust in Jesus and taken his hand in yours, you will be his forever. Never will he leave you or forsake you. You will be in his family for eternity, singing songs of praise and glory to God. Maranatha Music sing, glory to God forever.
Before you spoke it to be, you were the King of Kings. Yeah, you were, yeah, you were. And now you're reigning still, enthroned above all things. Angels and saints cry out, we join them as we sing. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God.
A song I played earlier today was about the hope so sure which is in the heart of everyone who is a believer in and on Jesus Christ. This is how the Apostle Paul wrote it for us in his letter to the Christian believers in the city of Thessalonica. Because we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who died in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. These are the words of the God who cannot lie. So there can be no greater assurance of eternal life for all who believe in him, men, women, girls and boys, from down through the ages of time. This is not because of anything which any one of us could ever do or give. Jesus paid it all when he died on the cross for the sin of the whole world, and this is the solid foundation for our faith in the living God, who is the Holy One, the God of love and justice. Written in 1787, this song about the foundation for faith in Jesus Christ is sung now by Fernando Ortega.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh be not dismayed, for I am thy God and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy path way shall light. My grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. That soul.
Many days after Jesus had ascended back into heaven, the Apostle Peter was addressing the rulers and elders of Israel in Jerusalem, and he said this to them, "Let it be known to you all and to all the people that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, there is salvation, for there is no other name under heaven given among mankind by which we must be saved." Robin Mark sings these words.
Can be saved. There is no other name under heaven, for there is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captives set free and forgiven. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no
is
with all the uncertainty and trouble in the world around us, it is so good to know that the living, unchanging God of eternity gives his promise of salvation and eternal life to every person who puts their trust in him through that which Jesus has done on their behalf. In a conversation with Nicodemus, one of the rulers of the Jews, Jesus, speaking of himself, said to him, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The person who believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because they do not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God." I know that these are very strong statements, but they are the truth, because Jesus also said of himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." The last song I'm going to play today opens with the words, "In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song." It was written by Keith Getty and Stuart Townend, but it is my testimony to you about my Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Lord. It is sung now by Keith's wife, Kristen. I'm Albert Randall.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save.
Jesus commands my destiny. No
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.